Okay, we're holding in the Heilige Pelayot, page 73, or the bottom paragraph over here. Lefi goydel toiva sene elavim, nimsa lefi ha'emes, she toiva gedoyla gomal ima chavere, v'roi l'smayach b'mavazim yoyser min ha'machabdim. So we said previously that a person who works on their gaiva should reach a point where it's not just that you're not taking things personally, but in anything adarabba, you should be able to even get to a place where you are misameach in the fact that people treated you maybe not the best way. Now, we're not talking about somebody who literally is treating you like a total, although there is a famous Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim, a very famous Rambam, who speaks about a chassid echad, that he was at the bottom of a ship, and the rich person came down, and literally, you know, he needed to go to the bathroom, and ended up urinating on this particular chassid. This chassid himself, who was just treated almost like a nothing. And the Rambam writes that the level of gaiva, or bittul ha-gaiva, the person I reached, of becoming such an anav, that he was somach simcha gedoyla. He was so besimcha that he didn't move or get upset or get angry, even though this person, this rich man, literally treated him like nothing, worse than nothing. He was mesameach that this is the level of gaiva, or again, lack of gaiva, that he had reached. The Rambam says that is, in a sense, what we're striving for. I'm not holding that against you, but I'm not going to hold that you guys up to that. However, though, at least to the extent that you're not bothered, for example, you know, I'm a rabbi, right? People call me rabbi. What if someone calls me mister? It bothers me. Why are you calling me? Yeah, I work for this meal. No. Adarabba, even though it's not nice, even though whatever. Because yeah, I'll tell you why. Myself personally, my family was very makbid. My father was very makbid to call people by their titles. When I was a kid, we had a certain doctor. His name was Dr. Bob. He was a goy. He became Jewish. He was a Christian pastor. And he had a doctorate in religion, interestingly enough. Okay, very nice, cool. Yeah, he was right. Show me afterwards. Yeah, he was a doctor of religion. He was a pastor, and then he started studying the Tanakh, and he became Jewish. He realized the whole thing was Shekhar v'Chaz, and became religious. He's now Breast of Chaz, and lives in Tzfas. He used to come to our house for Shabbos all the time, and I remember one time calling him Bob, and my father said, "Dr. Bob." He worked for his title, Dr. Bob. And like I said, but it was for religion. It was not a medical Dr. Bob. Doesn't matter. You know, you know, they say like. You're like, we're not gonna get it. Yeah. Okay. Listen. You know what? So for covered, you know what? The amount of people that walk around and are really, it's covered atzmi. It's covered for themselves, not covered atar. Halavai. If it was covered atar in a charami, believe me. I agree with you. Rav Chaim. You know what? Maybe yeah. But Rav Chaim never would do that. And that's what makes Rav Chaim Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim never would have said anything, would have been bothered. Either I'd be like, yeah, I'm Mr. Kanievsky. What's the other people who work on that? Okay. Ken Zion. Okay. I there's no question here. Is there a question? Well, I said you should, if a person has a title, you should call them by that title. But themselves personally, have you met any more of an obnoxious person who's like, excuse me, I'm a doctor. It's like, call me a doctor. You know, the former first lady of the president of the United States, the former first lady of the United States, she was Dr. Jill. Was she a doctor? She was a doctor. She was an oncologist. She was a, you know, even was she even a geologist? No, she was a community college literature professor. That's like the lowest of the low. Some option that love him and I love it. It's nothing. And she was makbid in the White House that people should call her Dr. Jill. There's nothing more gaivadik than someone who has nothing to their name and is makbid the dafka their name should have a title. Let's continue. It is the saddest thing to see people who have such a lack of sense of self. But they're so makbid how other people should treat them, should talk. Again, there's levels to these things. No one should ever feel mistreated. If somebody does feel mistreated, it's worthwhile to speak it out. You have to balance it out with normality. But this idea of like standing on ceremony, they're almost like, excuse me, do you know who you're, you know, the Lahavdil Fafais, a lot of celebrities, they'll get pulled over in the car and they're like, they're drunk, they're driving drunk, they could have killed like, you know, 10 babies and 10 mothers, whatever it is. And the police will come to them and say, excuse me, get out of the car. Excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? Do you know how famous I am? Do you know how big I am? Do you have no idea who you're dealing with? Gaiva! This is what gaiva is. Gaiva. We're going to have to invite the Mr. Hashem tomorrow.